Blog Talk Radio.
Beat that bitch with a brush. I 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 beat that bitch with a brush. Beat that bitch with a brush. Blend the skin, smoke your eyes, gloss your lips, lotion up your thighs.
Beat that bitch with a brush. Beat that bitch with a brush.
I know I want you, do you want me too? I want you to beat me till I'm black and blue. Throw down your magic, I'm ready, can't wait. Come beat my body, baby, beat my face. Gotta be body, gotta be face. Gotta be body, mm-hmm, get a taste. Gotta be body, I gotta be face. Gotta be body, mm-hmm, get a taste. The beat so severe, painted from ear to ear. Go get your pump, pump, twist like Johnny Weir. Now you pose, and give a mug like your own Rude Drag Race. Give me body, serve me face. Gotta be body, gotta be face. Gotta be body, mm-hmm, get a taste. Gotta be body, gotta be face. Gotta be body, ooh, get a taste.
Ethereal, mysterious, sexy, malicious. Girl next door, natural, outrageous. Strong ass is my decent big dog. Just beat, beat, beat till you are who you are.
Gotta be body, gotta be
body. I gotta be body.
Gotta be body. Now you pose and give a mug like you're on Rude Drag Race. Now you pose and give a mug like you're on Rude Drag Race. Now you pose and give a mug like you're on Rude Drag Race. Now you pose, 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 pose. With a brush, I beat that bitch with a brush. 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 I then slap on some blush. I blend the skin, smoke your eyes, gloss your lips, lotion up your thighs.
Get a taste, get a taste, get a taste, mm-hmm. Get a taste, get a taste, get a taste, get a taste, mm-hmm. Get a taste. Get a taste, get a taste, get a taste, mm-hmm. Get a taste, get a taste, get a taste.
Free, 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 free
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
All right, y'all. How you guys doing? It's Daddy Cool. It's Daddy Cool here, and it is time for Daddy Cool Radio. In the B Club, I'm so excited because today I have my guest host, Nikki Shea, with me. I'm going to go ahead and get her on the line. And we are going to be talking about all things Beat. We're going to talk about the exciting new collection, the Daddy Cool Skincare Collection. We're going to be taking callers. We want to hear from you, so I want you to call in, ask your questions. We're going to play some music. We're going to talk about what matters to you most. We're going to talk about how to get through the holidays with your family. We're going to talk about all the things. I'm so excited about today's show. And let me go ahead and get my co-host on the line. Let's see what we got.
Hello.
Nikki Shea in the house.
Woo, woo. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be here today to be hanging out with Daddy Cool. This is like the best conversation for today because guess what? We're going to talk about holidays. What else cool? Makeup. Music, it matters.
Of course. We're going to talk about the 3 M's.
The 3 M's. The 3 M's. Yes, 3 M's.
It's what,
like,
are the 3 M's?
I'm all about the holidays, though. The 3, well, you know, like 3M tape, though. I'm thinking about 3M tape, but you're talking about makeup, music, and matters.
That's it. That's it. So, Nikki Shea is my co-host. You guys, I'm telling you, this girl right here, she's my everything. She helps me out so much. She is funny. And I just can't wait for you guys to get to know her. Nikki, what do you want them to know most about you?
Aw, thank you. I love you dearly. That's a good one.
Thank you.
For me, I don't know. I'm pretty chill, to be honest. I'm just down to earth person. My mom, okay, I'm gonna go with that. My mom says I know no stranger. So I'm a people person. I like to laugh, and I think that's why me and Cool get along so well, because I learn a lot from him. And one thing I will say is, for me, just having connections with people that are genuine and down to earth, I truly enjoy that, especially when they're in the industry, because people can be very weird and flaky. So I will say that it's a blessing that, you know, just living in LA, I've been able to meet some amazing people, you know, industry or not. Yeah.
Weird and flaky. Weird and flaky. Weird and flaky sounds like a skin condition.
We're going to talk about that today, too. Okay.
I'm gonna, if you got weird and flaky,
give them the glow skin.
No, but if you got weird and flaky in your life, I'm going to help you get rid of that weird and flaky in your life on all counts.
On all counts. I'm telling you. Because you know what's funny? The holidays are coming up. So me and Cool, we were talking about, you guys probably watched our first show, and we were kind of going back and forth in regards to the Met. That's just not, it's a four-letter word to him, so he don't even use it. He doesn't agree with the Met.
What? Wait. What are you talking about?
The Met. The Met. Lips. We were talking about that. Remember our
Matt.
First show?
Oh. Yo, you going there already?
Well, you said it sounds like a skin condition, so that made me think of that. But I want us to talk about the holidays, like you discussed, okay, like talking about the holiday skincare.
Well, you have to, if you're going to tell, you're going to go there, you have to tell the audience what we're talking about, because that sounds like an inside joke, and we need to let them in on it.
Okay, so if y'all didn't hear our first show, it was kind of like me and Cool were talking, and what did you say? He said something about holidays and just making sure you moisturize. And I had a question about this new matte craze in regards to matte lipstick. I won't say any major names of the cosmetic brand, but they're always on commercials talking about this matte lip, right? Now they have a matte lip. So then I asked his opinion, and he kind of seemed like he was kind of salty that I even asked about him and his opinion about the matte. And I was like, what's wrong? He's like, matte. I don't understand why I got to be Matt. Matt is just not even cute. And what did you say? It would look like Dracula?
I think. Okay. Okay. I don't remember what
was said.
And then
he said,
but
if you don't do Matt, you're going to put lip gloss on top. And I'm like, that defeats the point.
Okay. So what she's saying, guys, is that she asked me about matte lips, meaning matte lipstick. And it's winter. Everybody's dry out here. I don't understand. I just don't understand why there is a look where you just want to dry your lips out even more. Like, why do you put a matte lip? There is not a – there are all these hydrating matte lip formulas, and none of them work. It's literally like just, you're just asking for it. You're just putting dry on top of dry. And you know what I'm saying, ladies? So, or gentlemen, whoever, anybody who wants to wear a matte lip, just think twice. But then even how you're going to kiss your loved one when your lips is dry and then they just flake off? I don't know. Am I being hateful? I mean, I'm trying to help everybody glow. I just want everybody to be glow and lustrous and moisturized. I just don't understand. I mean, matte lipstick is almost like you applying ashy lips, and it's just you just asking for it. You're just asking for your lips to be. It's like you're just asking for it. But I'm just going to move on past that, and we are going to share some tips on how not to have ashy lips and how not to have ashy skin, because that is not the look that we're going for. We're going for that glowy, healthy, moisturized, hydrated look. So we're going to leave it right there. And I think maybe
I just think this
might be a good time to take a caller, Nikki. What do you think?
I think, yeah, we should, because I feel like they can ask questions about what they feel about it. I mean, holidays, I do agree with being moisturized, but people like what they like. I kind of might try the matte lip.
Okay, well, maybe I'll feel it. So, y'all, if you're a matte lip wearer and you are in love with that look, I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize. I didn't mean to offend you. I don't want anybody to feel left out. You know what? I'm going to make it my mission to find a matte lipstick that is actually nice. Just in case I do have viewers out there or clients who want that look, I'm going to have to find one that I agree with. So I'm going to make that my mission. We're going to come back. I don't know if it's going to be next week. I don't know how long it's going to take me to find one, y'all, but I will be on the hunt for a nice.
And if you guys have suggestions, too, you know, go on social media. You can put it.
And if you guys know. Yes, with all that. Tell them again, Nikki.
If you have any questions, you know, go on our social media and feel free to tag and ask questions underneath all of our posts, especially when you listen to the show.
Well,
you can talk to us. Hey, you know, please call in.
Well,
want you to call in.
Right, but this is not a question. This is a suggestion. I need suggestions. I need y'all to let me know if y'all know of a good hydrating matte lip that you love, because I would love to try it, because I've been trying to find one. Well, actually, I haven't tried to find one. I ain't going to lie. I have not tried to find one, but I'm going to try and find one because I want to be able to not exclude the matte lip lovers out there. With that said, let's go on to a caller. We have a caller online. I want to see what.
Ooh, yay.
Who it is and all the things. Hello, caller. You're on Daddy Cool Talk Radio.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, you are.
It's
live.
You. Hello.
You are.
Well, yeah, talking about the matte, I get it too. And not to say one way or the other, it gets a little crusty. You want it to be moist.
You want it to be moist.
Moist, I'm sorry.
You do want it.
So hello, can I say, my name's Angel.
I just purchased
the Daddy Cool makeup package. I did the package and the serum stuff.
Oh my gosh, yay!
Thank you.
You're going to love it. You're going
to
love it.
Yeah, I'm ready to glow. And I got all the pimp daddy stuff. Well, one story I had to say. So I got it last week. I just started using it. It's been my third day. And my sister came over today, and she's 57. And I will say, yes, I'm 51. I still look young. But anyway, so my sister,
congratulations.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. And my sister doesn't wear makeup and stuff like that. But she's still beautiful. She's still young at heart. And she said, oh, I have a little foundation on or something. And I go, ooh. I said, I don't have anything on. She goes, well, your face looks like really good. I said, well, I said, the Daddy Cool Skin thing. And I started talking about it. And I said, feel my face. She goes, oh, that's baby soft. I said, yes, it is. And then we were talking about the serum, too. And I was like, you can drink
nice.
It. She goes, what? And then the funny thing is with the serum, too, it's everything. My coworker was over the other day, and I pulled out a drawer, and she was like, what do you do? I said, you can drink it. She goes, oh, no, I'm going to drink that. I go, look, girl, it's all natural and everything. But then again, my sister, though, it was really funny because she goes, I thought you had foundation on. I thought you – and I have not worn foundation in probably 5 years. I do powder it up. I have to show – but she said I have age spots. And I go, well, that will help that too. And, yeah, she was just super surprised. And she was just, like, all in awe, like, oh, my God. And I said, yeah, you got to get the Daddy Cool. Yeah. It's only been 3 days, though. And I went shopping today, Costco. I'm off work this week. It's my vacation week because I cook for Thanksgiving. So I didn't have a lick of makeup on. I had the morning glow and everything. And I look in the mirror and go, girl, you're fabulous. Yes. I'm not sorry to say, but I'm blessed not to have that many wrinkles. But I even told my sister, I said, I just spent, and I don't mean to bleep this out, I just spent $100 on Paracone because that's usually what I used to use. And I'm like, this has happened in, like, almost 3 days. They're freaking up. And I'm going, what is going on? This is fabulous. So that's my my go-to.
I love this. I love that you are – I love that you're an angel, that you are a Daddy Cool customer, because we have recently, you know, we just recently launched. And
mm-hmm.
And I love that hearing that you are seeing results and getting compliments, right? That's amazing. I'm like smiling from ear to ear. It's like that's exactly what I wanted to hear. We're taking these Hollywood secrets that I've used on clients and stuff to make, you know, them look good. If you guys, you know I'm a makeup artist in Hollywood and work on TV and sets and celebrities and all that. And, you know, finding secrets that work for them so that they feel confident and that they look their best. And then being able to share them with hopefully the masses. That's the dream, right? Is, you know, feels really good. And I want everybody to feel like they're a star, and that when they walk out, people give them compliments. And to hear that you're getting compliments is just like, that's amazing. So you have which products do you have?
I bought the bag with everything. It's got all the morning night cream, and I got the charcoal, and then I got the night bar and stuff like that. And it's got everything in it. And the pimp daddy, because I was like, well, I know new daddy, but still, it draws my eyes up. And not to say, but cool. It's only been 3 days, and usually I'm one who will not go to – I will not go out unless – even the grocery store. I have to put a little bit of something on my face, you know, and make something pop. But it was like – everybody's like, oh, my God, you look really, like, refreshed, I should say. You know what I mean? And I'm going, I don't have a stitch of makeup on my face. I have nothing but the Daddy Cool. And it's so soft, I swear. And the eyes are on a crow's feet. I'm 51 years old. Crow's feet, yeah, I'm a smoker. Yes. Okay, so it all comes into health, you know what I mean? But the thing is,
yeah,
even at work, he's like 30, but I'm like, I'm going to look 20, honey. Yeah.
I love it.
But when my sister looked at me and said, I have age spots, I put foundation on, and I'm going, oh, first of all, I don't like foundation. But anyways, I was like, ooh, what? And she goes, it's about my skin. And she was like, oh, my God, it's so soft. I said, is Daddy Cool? She goes, what? I said, is Daddy Cool? She was like, what? And again, sleep this out or not, I said, I'll spend money on Peritone and $100 on a little half an ounce of something to try to make it happen. Been using it for years. It didn't happen. 3 days, my sister's going, wow, you look refreshed. You look like nothing.
That's so bomb. I'm so happy that you're getting results. You're using this serum nightly, and you got this skin support system. So for you guys what the skin support system comes with, it comes with a detoxifying soap.
Yeah.
And then it comes with a morning moisturizer that you use. And then it comes with
cream. It has a night moisturizer too, cool.
It does.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it comes with a night
Yeah.
It comes with a night moisturizer. And that's the good morning baby face. That's what I love. That's what makes your skin so soft. And then you have the serum. That's the anti-aging serum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's giving you that glow.
And I
go ahead. And then you have the.
Now I was just saying, when I was in the shower, you said, and the things is like, hey, while you're brushing your teeth, put that on your face. I felt a little tingly, and I was like, ooh, wait a minute. I'm freaking out for a second, you know? And then I was like, oh, my God, and I washed it off. It was, like, amazing. And I have to say, the moisturizer.
Tell the audience what you just said, because you went to the website where it tells you to brush your teeth. Wait, go ahead. Say that again, because I'm so happy that you actually – this is real life, y'all. This is when –
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but this is real life. This is when you had a vision and you actually hear that people are doing your vision. I've never heard this before. So go ahead and tell them about the brush your teeth. Because I remember when I wrote that, I was like, people are not going to read that. Go ahead, though.
I did. Because I usually put mine on and just take my, you know, my skincare off. I won't say the product name. But, no, it said, just leave it on while you're brushing your teeth. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, get my eyes a little bit. So I took a towel, wiped it off. And I was like, I felt a tingle. And I was going, oh, I don't know if this is good or bad. You know, I did at first. I was going, oh, first time I used it. And I was like, And then I got out of my eyes for a second just because I over, you know, I do it too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brush my teeth. And then I, because I do it in the shower, sorry. But anyway, so then I took it off and I was like, that wasn't bad. But I do have to say, too, upon that, I did read that, and I did it. Thank you for that tip. Because usually I will shave my legs or something as a female, you know, during that time. So, yes, I did. I brushed my teeth.
This is a fun moment, Angel, because Nikki, you remember when we were writing the House of Youth card?
Yes. And I was
tell Angel how we came up with that.
Which part? Because he got a ton of funny names that he did not use. So which part?
We were doing the charcoal face wash, and I was like, okay, so you know it's supposed to sit on your skin for about 60 seconds. So I'm like, shoot, you might as well tell them to brush their teeth while it's sitting on there to make sure that they don't forget that part. So
we laughed, and I looked at him. I was like, you for real? He's like, we gonna put that on there. I said, no, we not.
I said people might do it. People might really do it. And the fact that you literally said that I put it on, like I wrote on the card, I think it's what she's talking about. People out there is that on the how to use card, I literally say, put this on your skin, and I suggest you brush your teeth.
Leave it on there.
Wait.
That's what I see.
Oh,
it worked.
And you actually did it. That's so funny to me. I love it.
Did it. Yeah.
But Angel, I will say this. Shout out to you because you are the ideal client. Like, and it's just such a blessing. I'm getting goosebumps just hearing your conversation and you sharing the stories with us, because just the journey to get to where, you know, Cool is now, and us just being literally doing our skincare routine together, because this is when he first got the products and he wanted me to try him out and everything. And he was saying all of these affirmations and these testimonials in his mind, manifestation, right? And so when we're talking, he always wants to say something positive, like, look at yourself and say, good morning, sexy. And while we're doing it, this is what he's doing. This is what he's doing the entire time. So this, everything you're seeing with the product and the quotes and affirmations and things like that and the suggestions are all genuinely just him being his regular, normal self. So for you to come on here and say that, I was in tears because I'm like, he literally was like, somebody going to read it. You know, like, somebody going to get it, you know? And I'm just, I actually think it's the funniest thing because I remember just talking to him about it. And I'm thinking, like, you got to put all that on there.
When we were creating the names, I was like, we were creating the names, and the soap is Good Morning Sunshine. I'm like, that's what we need to say every morning before you, when you get your blessings, you wake up and you say, Good Morning Sunshine, and you put that energy out there, and you wash your face. Then you say, Good Morning Beautiful. You put that energy out there, and then you put on your moisturizer. Every time you put something on your skin, you have to bless it into the universe. And that will help the blessings come back to you. And you're putting out positive things. So throughout your day, we need to look in the mirror, and we need to tell ourselves, good morning, beautiful. Good night, baby face. Hello, sexy. Come on, fine as fuck. Like, all of that. That's what our brand does, and that's what that comes with our brand. I'm so glad that you're using those affirmations, and especially with the fine AF. You know, you spray yourself and tell yourself, "I am fine AF." When I said that, Nicole was like, "You are crazy. You're really gonna name your product fine AF?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." That's
for y'all,
faceless. Huh?
And as people in general, but as a female, there's always things that we're always critiquing ourselves about, which people don't see that. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So it may be an age spot. It can be crow's feet. It could be something. And I'll be honest, I'm telling y'all live, you get a wild hair on your chin at 50-something years old, and you're like, where did that come from? You know? And the thing is, you have to give that confidence to yourself every day. I'm not saying I'm an ugly person. I'm beautiful. But the thing is, it just makes me feel good because we always look in our mirror. We critique ourselves as we're our worst person to critique ourselves and everything. So when you say that, when I love it, the little sayings, the cool you put out there, because, I look at them and be like, I'm sexy as AF, or I'm positive. You know what I mean? Because when I go off to work that day, ain't nobody going to tell me wrong, okay? Been in my job 28 years, so I'm good, girl.
Angel,
yeah, but
amazing.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah.
Well, Angel, to piggyback on what you said, like, as even as a man, I'm feeling like I feel the same way, you know, the pressure is kind of on us too. I mean, they say that men get, finer with age, but, we still fight in the clock too. We still want to hold back. We still want to hold back father time. So, and I don't want men out there to feel ashamed of wanting to look beautiful or to have smooth skin or to have glowy skin. You know, that's why I say Daddy Cool is for anybody with a daddy or wants to be a daddy or got a daddy.
Right. It's like you said, you got to feel it. When you feel it, like just say in your skin in general, when you feel it coming within yourself, you have more confidence. You feel that vibe. You're like, I got this. I got this today. I can walk out the door. Ain't nothing going to get me. God's on my side, and I look beautiful. Okay?
Amen. Amen. And I will give you, I'm going to be transparent with a little bit of a testimony. I'm a, not a, I'm a confident person, not arrogant, but it's like, you know, like, okay, la, 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 la. And I started to become, you know, like, because I'm fair skinned, so I hyperpigmentate a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always just, if I get a breakout or something like that. And so
right.
when I first, and I love the fact that Cool used, like, I don't want to say use me as a guinea pig. That's not the proper, how do I say it? He was letting me be able to test all of his products, right? So
mm-hmm.
during this time when he was naming everything, he's like, we're going to try this, we're going to try that. And I kept saying, cool, I have sensitive skin, and I can't use this, and I can't use that.
Yep.
Everything that I have used. And to this day, people keep asking me, what do you use on your skin? And when I tell them, you know, the Daddy Cool Skin Support System, and they were like, well, how, you know, your skin is just one tone and you're even. I said, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, his skin support system helps. And, like, one of the products that I was helping with these, well, it was hyperpigmentation, Cool, remember? My
mm-hmm.
concern about that, he's like, you know, like, Nikki, you really, really, really need to just go ahead and, you know, just start with the bar. It's not going to break you out. And I was looking at him like side-eye because I was like, I don't know, because my skin is extremely sensitive. Within
right.
point where I'm like, man, I'm like, somebody kept saying, you have beautiful skin, but now you look like you have a glow. That's the word they started using, glow.
Ooh.
And at first, people would compliment me on my skin, but they were
mm-hmm.
like, oh, my gosh, your skin is so even and so smooth. I was at a baby shower yesterday. Somebody was like, what do you use on your skin? I said, well, you can go this way. You know, but the skin support system, and even looking in the mirror, getting to my point, I was nervous to even say the affirmation. I was like, that's kind of weird. So I was like, dang, mm-hmm. I might have had some type of insecurity in myself. So when I did it and I looked in the mirror and I'd be like, girl, you fine AF and this and that. It
mm-hmm.
gives you so much confidence, Angel, kind of like what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we forget to do that. We forget to
mm-hmm.
do that. So it's a testimony.
Absolutely.
It just it reminds me how wonderful we can be.
You put you have to put out that I'm a firm believer in that. You have to put out that positive energy into the world, and you have to say it and speak it into existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more
yeah.
you hear something, it takes, I heard somebody say that it takes 1,000, I don't know if this is the number, but it takes 1,000 at a boy to drown
mm-hmm.
out that one time that you
negative.
Felt not so good about yourself, the one negative comment you got.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 1,000 just to negate that one. So every time someone you felt not so great or someone gave you not a compliment, it's going to take 1,000 or 2,000 compliments to even just drown out that one. So we need
I
to
totally
tell ourselves, you know, because that's what we remember. We don't
mm-hmm.
remember the 100
no.
times someone said you look good. You remember that one time that somebody
mm-hmm.
said you don't
mm-hmm.
look good, right? So.
And just in my own professional, my background is like, it takes 7 times for something to become a habit, because some people are like, oh, half-ass do it. Sorry, excuse my language. But I'll just do it here, there, here, and there. It becomes like going to the gym. Everybody in January went to the gym. It's a routine. It's part of your life. Brushing your teeth, taking a shower, doing great hygiene. You have to pick that up in your life to make it continue on. You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Angel, for sharing that part. And thank
mm-hmm.
you for being a Daddy Cool customer. And thank you for
uh-huh.
calling in with the
I
testimony. We are going to talk about matter. So what you can, Angel, you can say,
can
oh, girl, I like
can
you,
I say
girl.
One thing? Can I say one thing, Daddy Cool?
You can say more than one thing. You can say all the things.
No, the thing is, and people are like, who in the heck, and I won't use the word, who in the heck, Daddy Cool? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like everybody's got to get their stuff out there and everything. They don't know. Like you talked about, you're like, hey, it's Daddy Cool. They're going, what are you talking about? What does that mean? Is that like weird? You know what I mean? It's like it's a product. So it's got to get out there and go, because like when I said, oh, Daddy Cool, everybody's going, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's Daddy Cool? You know? I think I'm kind of
yes.
weird in this place. And I'm like, no, it's a product. and it's really great and fabulous. So it's like
one day everybody's gonna be knowing what Daddy Cool is.
So yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well,
but
thank
when you
for
first
putting
go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, mm-hmm. When you first say it's Daddy Cool products, people are like, "What they look like? What do you say? You know, like." And I'm like, Daddy Cool product. And they're like, huh? Daddy Cool product. I'll go check that out. I'm like, okay, fine. You know? So I'm just saying, you know? So it's great.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Well,
I appreciate you guys, both of you all. It's wonderful. And I'd love to hear you talking.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I want to throw out there, Angel, since you are, you know, you're sharing the love and the Daddy Cool products, we have on the website, we have a referral
mm-hmm.
program. That you refer, Nikki, we want to tell them about the refer because I kind of don't remember how it works. I know that you refer somebody, you get like $5 off.
Mm-hmm.
You get a discount off, and then they get a discount. And then right now we have free shipping for Black Friday. Nikki, you want to tell them about all the things? About how the referral program works?
Wait, what did you say, Angel?
My sister
Angel?
Needs it. She just told me tonight. She needs it. Tell me about Nikki because... I'm going to get her on
Look, let me tell you, the products are really good, and I feel like with the Black Friday sale we have coming up, here's the deal. When you refer someone, you
mm-hmm.
have to purchase her. You get $5 off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You refer someone mm-hmm. that goes on, and then they make a purchase with the referral. So it will be, you said, was it your sister? So then she would get that 10% off for the holidays. And now we have the Black Friday sale, too. Once the Black Friday ends, though, you know, all of those, we do have discounted prices right now. We do have Black Friday sale. But you want to
mm-hmm.
keep checking our website because on the site, we keep changing for the holidays. So we're going to keep
ooh,
popping
ooh.
Up with all of these wonderful discounts, okay? It's surprising. Sometimes, you know, the sale might end depending on the end of the Black Friday sale, and we'll come up with something new for you guys, too. So those are the things that we have going on right now for the Daddy Cool LA website.
But also depends on the inventory while it lasts. So got to get it while it's hot, y'all. Don't wait. Run, don't walk. So let's talk about.
Okay.
Thank you guys for all the things.
Myself.
Let's talk about, Angel, I want you to stay on because we're going to talk about the holiday.
I'm going to mute myself. Excuse me. I'm going to mute myself,
but I'm going to stay on, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. But if you want to chime in, just go ahead. I can actually mute you. Can I mute? Let me see.
No,
yeah, you can mute yourself. If you want to chime in, you can chime in. So, Nicole, we talked about makeup, and we plugged our products. What are what else do we want to talk about today? We want to talk about Matters, right?
Yeah.
So... going into the holidays, everybody's got to go into situations with their family.
That I was going to say, I forgot to say this part. That's what I wanted to tell Angel that I was forgetting. The free shipping on orders over $120 or more now as well through Black Friday. So that we don't want to forget that part. You guys get free shipping on orders over $120 now through Black Friday, okay? So if you want to make sure you get those discounts.
Hmm? Yes, yay, thank you.
Yay. You're welcome.
I'm clapping.
Yay.
Love it.
So make sure you tell your sister that too, okay?
I think I'm going to buy it for Christmas and surprise her.
Yeah, we're calling it the new Year's glow up. Get your glow up for the new year. With that skin support system. Yeah, 100%.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So let's talk about family
matters,
okay. Right? So going into the holiday this season, holiday season is not always, you know, it's a happy time, but not always for everybody. It can bring up some you know what in your mind.
You know what?
You know, because it can bring up some.
I'm sorry, I'm jumping in. Hard times, people that are watching over us. I feel it. Sorry, I had to jump in.
Wait, say it again.
I said it's hard times because people above us are watching over us, the ones that can't be here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, but that's kind of what I'm getting at. It can be hard times. I mean, this is going to be my first Thanksgiving without my mom. And that's going to be, you know, really, that could be tough for people going through the holidays where they feel lonely or they feel like they've lost a loved one, you know, and people going in to, you know, holiday parties who may not have to be with their loved one, not a loved one, have to be with a family member that they don't love. You know what I mean? Like, it can just bring up a lot of stuff. So, Nikki, how do you cope with things like that, the holidays? Do you have any holiday blues? Or do you just have all the holiday happy highs? Do you have the highs and the lows?
So I've always had the highs. Like, I love the holidays. I'm the person that just, you know how you have somebody that just, I'm their person. Holidays come up. I'm excited about it all the time. I love the nostalgia of it all because me and my family are really, really close. So, like, not to get too emotional. Mm-hmm. But, like, I remember, like, you know, my grandmother passed away at the end of, 2021 going into the holidays. So I flew out there to see her, finally, because I hadn't been to Chicago to see my family in a while. So I flew out there to see her and everybody else. And so my flight got canceled, right? During that time, I'm at the airport, I get a text message, and it tells me, oh, she, you know, was rushed to the hospital or whatever, okay? And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see her because of my flight. So when I got there, she was gone. So very touchy, but I was in the car driving with my sister. They picked me up from the airport. And I'm just like, okay, she's going to be fine. She's going to be fine. I've seen her, da-da. And just in the car, I just get the call, and I just get chills. And it's like, man, I'm here for the holidays. Just, she's one of the main people that I want to see, you know. So it was always high until that happened, right, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I think about it all the time. I know she's, you know, in a better place, and she's just pinned down on me, you know. And then this year, I used to spend my, you know, time with my family because I have family in Vegas and Chicago, and I will actually just be here, unfortunately. So, but I do have some beautiful people out here. Like, they've, like, invited me for Friendsgiving, so that was always a good option. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be something new and different. So it's like highs and lows, if that makes sense.
Well,
that
is a Friendsgiving, but I think what Angel said, or Angel said about those that are not with us or watching down on us.
Yeah,
is that
my grandma.
What she said?
Yeah.
Looking down on us.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think that's what she was getting at.
That's what made me think of my
That's
grandma.
A great way
to
look at it. It's a great way to look at it. We have all our angels around us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great way to look at it.
Can I chime in? Can I chime in? I agree. We all do have that. Nikki, I feel your pain too. But you know what? They're going to look down and say, you're as beautiful as AF, you know? You got this. You go. Because you know what? We're glowing and everything. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be
good.
It is. And I mean, like you said, no suffering. I get that. I'm 100,000% behind you that in this season. And I'm cool. You go through stuff too. And everybody is. You know what? They're happy. And they're supporting us, and they're looking at us like, well, damn, I didn't think you would even go that far. But you know what I mean? It's like, they're there. They're there looking upon us. So, and that's one thing that gives us that go-to and everything, because even if we're feeling down and everything, we can look up and we can talk to them. We're all, no matter where you are in the universe or anywhere, you're going to look up. And you know they're looking at you. You can talk to them any day, any time, and they're going to be right there beside you.
Amen, sister.
Amen. Amen. And they're going to be right there looking at you glowing. They're going to be like,
look
glowing,
they're going to look at you glowing, too. But, yeah, but still, I mean, it's just that comfort within a human being to have that. You know, like, In younger days, we've all messed up, but you're like, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just that comfort to know that they're there, they're looking upon you. Not saying they can guide you one way or the other, but they're going to be there whatever you do, whatever you decide. And sometimes they'll God smack you and say, get on the right direction, you know?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, mm-hmm. I'm real. I'm transparent about everything in life.
You know what, Angel? We're attracting that. I feel like Daddy Cool's brand is about positivity, love, and just being happy and confident. And so, you know, it's wonderful to hear that he's attracting wonderful customers like you, you know, because it's just, it's a team effort. And I always say, you know, try to keep saying our product. I'm like, this is not your product. It's Daddy Cool's product. But I'm like, mm-hmm. I feel like
right.
I'm a part of it, you know, because he's like family. And I really feel
you
that
are
what
of...
Yay, thank you. What you put out, you put out what you get back, and you sound like an angel. So we're appreciative, really, really appreciative to have you on
you.
The Daddy Cool bandwagon.
Well, thank
That's
you.
That's great. And so that brings me to the next segment of our show, which is music. We're all talking about self admiration and being proud of who you are, and no matter, you know, what people are saying about you, no matter what you're going through, you can only really be who you are, right? And being your best self. So I want to play a song that that I can say I wrote. a song that I wrote with We Dope, a production team called We Dope, and a friend of mine named Mikey Passante. We wrote this song for the originator of Daddy Cool, the Daddy Cool brand, which would be coming from my daughter, Deliana, who was the one who called me Daddy Cool first. And when I was thinking of a brand and how to represent myself to the world, I couldn't think of a better way to represent myself than as Daddy Cool. And so I want to play this song for you guys. It's called Who I Am. you guys to remember that. I want you guys to remember that going into this holiday season. You can only be who you are. Be who you am. I heard it from Daliana herself. Nikki, anything else you want to tell the audience about going into the holiday season? Any tips? You know what? I got some tips for your holiday party. Well, Nikki, go ahead. I'll let you talk first.
No, I'm laughing because I want to hear what your tips are. I never know what you're going to say. So,
It's just to, of course, it's winter, so of course, start all good makeup, all good looks. Going to your holidays party starts with healthy skin, so get your Daddy Cool skin support system. But when you're using your products, your foundations, you want to use creamier formulas right now. You want to use cream blushes, cream lipsticks. You want to use really rich colors on your eyes. And don't be afraid to put a little shimmer on top of it, right? It's a holiday, so we want to be a little festive. Get a little pop of glitter, a little pop of shimmer, some shine, right? We want to shine. We want to glow. We want that inner star to come out. Be careful of using too much powder. You don't want to powder your face not during the wintertime. The powder's just going to get it's going to get stuck. You're going to get dry. You're going to look ashy.
You're going to get cakey because this is Angel coming back in. Because, yeah, like I said, I'll use foundation, but I use powder, but now everything is absorbing right, okay? With the Daddy Cool product.
Yes.
It's really absorbing right. I don't look like a weirdo.
It starts with good skin. It starts with a good skin prep or a good primer. And just be careful of the powders and the matte lipsticks. This is all I got to say, y'all. Enjoy the skin you in this holiday season. Be your best self. All the things. And if you want to write in to us at Daddy Cool Radio, feel free to do that on Instagram at Daddy Cool Radio. You can shop all of my products on Facebook at Daddy Cool Beauty Shop, on Instagram at Daddy Cool Beauty Shop. If you don't have those, you can go to www.daddycool.la and get the products. And, share the love, and we're here for you. Anything else? We have 2 more minutes on the air.
Yeah, share the love. Share a 10% discount link when you do go to the www.daddycool.la website with your family and friends. It's a gift that keeps on giving. And then you earn $5 for every purchase that they make. So don't forget about that part either. I'm just trying to be more specific so you guys know the wonderful, you know, gifts that comes with the gift that keep on giving. And also, one more time, free shipping on orders over $120 or more now through Black Friday. So if I say, just make sure you stay up to date on the website because we always have some surprise discounts going on right now. And you never know while supplies last. While supplies last, you guys.
I do want to add this. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're about to get off of here. And I just want to tell y'all that Daddy Cool works on Black people, white people, Mexican people, gay people, straight people. Trans, it works on all the people. Okay, I just want to get that out there. It works on all the people. We love you guys.
Daddy cool people are people. Don't matter what your pigment in your skin is. It's people are people, and their pigment in their skin needs help. You know, everybody needs a little help.
Yes.
We're all thankful for all of you. Who are loving the skin that you're in. Giving, guys.
Absolutely.
And thank you to our caller, Angel. Angel, where are you from?
I am from Kentucky.
Lovely.
Cool. I love Kentucky.
Lawrence, Kentucky, y'all. We got the Y'all Tower. If y'all don't know that, Y-A-L-L. We out.
Love y'all. Love you.
We love you. Come on.
All right. Thank you, guys. I had a great time. Bye-bye.
We're thankful for you. Bye.